This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're live on CBS Sports Radio on the bench on a midweeker Mafia Little Pharrell Ballers victory tonight. The Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios, where we're chilling. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. PharrellOnTheBench.com, once again at it. Remember last year, hit the Eagles all the way out. Now I've hit New England all the way out and the spread. Hit tons of props. Now it's hoops and hockey time. Get the best picks at PharrellOnTheBench.com. NBA, college rack, NHL, boxing, MMA, every fight. Daily fantasy rosters. It's all at PharrellOnTheBench.com. Sign up today. Tomorrow, episode 141 of Pharrell on the Bets, my sports betting podcast on Westwood One, westwoodonepodcast.com, iTunes and Google Play, anywhere good podcasts are available. It runs Tuesday to Sunday. It's a half-hour sports betting podcast. We hit on all the games that are played every day that's on the board and what to bet on. I think you'll dig it. Subscribe free. Follow us on Twitter at OnTheBets, WWO. You can also listen to at ILC Podcast. That's Carver High's podcast. When's the new one coming out?
Tomorrow morning, EJ Raddick from the NHL Network joins me on the show.
EJ.
That's right.
Did you already talk to him?
Yes, earlier today.
Did you say hi to EJ for all of us?
I did.
Thank you. We haven't talked to him in a while. I got to ask you about, so the first of all, the bash is on the 23rd at the Offside Tavern, and then on the 28th they're having a tailgate show.
Correct. We announced that on tomorrow's show as well, the details behind it are announced on tomorrow's episode of ILC Podcast.
So it's all happening.
There's we have a local brewing company providing some kegs of beer. We have
beverages.
A local famous pizza place providing some food, and the Offside Tavern is providing some food. So we have a really big night ahead, the night that Tavares returns to Long Island.
So you're telling me all this is happening, beers, food.
And you'll be able to watch it all on the ILC Podcast Twitter page that night before the
game. Wow. So I'll be able to watch you behaving poorly in a parking lot?
Correct. I'm going to have a setup at the tailgate. I'm going to have some guests that I'm going to talk to there before the game. I've got some debauchery. Plenty will go on that night.
A lot of happening.
Yes.
All right. That sounds good. That sounds like a plan. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line 855-2124. CBS is brought to you by GEICO. Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to GEICO. Go to GEICO.com, and in 15 minutes you can save 15% or more on car insurance. I see how excited all of you are about the NBA trade deadline tonight. I can just feel it on the network. It's just running through my veins, the excitement. You know, after the Super Bowl, it seems as though everyone's really fired up. Nick in Massachusetts, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Scotty, what's going on, kid? Nick the bartender from Quincy.
Hey.
You know what? What's up, brother? Hey, you know what? I didn't want to have a cocktail, but if I can get a quick shot, shot a Crown on the Rocks, I wouldn't mind it.
Can we get him a little Crown Rocks? I got him.
Thank you, sir, very much.
Yep.
All right, so I was going to talk something local. I'll make it short and sweet because I love to hear your takes. You got the best show on radio.
Thanks, dude.
Yeah, you're welcome, brother. All right, here's the deal. And I'm going to start with LeBron, and I'm going to finish with the South. When is LeBron enough enough? All right? He didn't get AD. Like, hang it up, brother. No one wants to hear your BS. You're not getting AD. My second take is this. You know what? Pelicans want Jason Tatum. We have the resources. AD to the South. Pharrell, I want to hear your take, brother. I love it. All day, every day.
Well, I mean, the bottom line is the guy doesn't want to play there. Why would you want him?
Are you going to be all right with having him for 1 year?
Yeah.
And losing Tatum for not, you know, for 1 year of AD? You better win the title.
Because, I mean, has he not made it clear he doesn't want to play there?
Very.
Why do you think that guy doesn't want to play in Boston? It's such a great NBA and a great championship town. I mean, you know they're going to win championships again.
I mean, if you listen to the old man, it's because of how they treated Isaiah Thomas when he came back. I mean, you talk about a great reason to not want to go play somewhere.
Is that what that's what Davis's
father,
dad said?
Yes.
I got to tell you.
They turn their back on you quickly.
Have I not brought this up like multiple times on the show?
Stop getting the fathers involved.
Yeah, like, you know,
just stop.
Can't you just go on the father's weekend trip on the plane and shut your mouth? I mean, honestly, can you just, I don't understand what is the fascination with these media people, you know, trailing and creeping up on fathers and getting interviews with them? You know what I mean? Like, what does it matter, honestly, what your daddy thinks of everything? You know what I mean? Like, can you imagine if they called TR up? Oh, please. Goals from everybody and their brother here tonight.
Oh, please.
Goals from everybody and his brother here tonight.
So, like,
it is beautiful.
Beautiful. Do you think that I should go through TR for all of my, you know, news releases? Any, you know, let's say we're going to do the ILC podcast on the 23rd and 28th. Carver High, do you want TR announcing those things for you and doing an interview, but, you know, not letting you talk, but have your daddy? Maybe my daddy would be your daddy.
Sounds great.
What do you think, Mafia, before we plan on our Dallas trip or maybe the Final Four and the championship game when we we have something brewing there, maybe Vegas, maybe Atlantic City? Should I have TR announce it?
I think so, yeah. I mean, who better to tell the world about it than TR?
I mean, honestly, what's with all these dads, like, doing these interviews and talking? Like, who cares what you think? Seriously. Who's the worst of all of them? Is it Ball? Is it LeVar Ball, the worst one?
No competition.
I mean, it's not even close, right? How painful this guy is. He's not going to accept a trade to New Orleans. My ass, he's not going to accept it. But it's not going to happen. They're not. Is it pretty clear to you now that that deal is not happening?
No shot.
They offered the entire franchise, and that wasn't good enough. They're not moving him. Why would they move him now? They're going to do it in the summer. That's all there is to it.
Do you like...
Do you really think he's getting traded tomorrow?
No, he's not. Do you like the... I saw this, I guess it's either conspiracy theory or whatever you want to call it today, that the Pelicans did that on purpose to cause all the friction with the Lakers now. They never had any intention of dealing with the Lakers, but let all these talks and all these proposed trades get thrown out there as to rip the Lakers apart, like they clearly have, because the whole team thinks that they're expendable now, and they all want to kill the coach and LeBron. It's just
so the Pelicans are like secretly taking credit for that,
right? Like they never had any intention of dealing with the Lakers, but played along and let them put all these proposed deals out there,
right,
so that the entire team can just tear itself apart.
Well, I mean, the Lakers are barely better than the Pelicans. They're three games better than them, aren't they? At the end of the day, they're three and a half games better than them. That's it. I mean, the Lakers are so overrated. It's so ridiculous how, like, I mean, they're a 500 team, right? Are they not? They're a 500 team. They're not even in right now. Right now, they're 2.5 games out of a playoff spot, which they can easily make up. I get it. When LeBron plays, they win, right? Not the other night when they lost by 40-something in Indy, right? Like, but what was that? What was that pathetic performance? And people are talking about them playing in the Western Conference Finals. You got to be kidding me. Is anyone really buying that? Are you buying any of that, Mafia, that team, even with LeBron, is playing in the Western Finals?
Not a chance. Not the way those guys show that they can't do it without him, and they, with him, they're mediocre still. They need him to carry the load. Otherwise, they cannot support him. They cannot bring them to the promised land.
They can't stop anybody. I mean, look at what they give up every game. They get lit up.
I just saw the most hilarious headline that I've seen without this whole Anthony Davis thing is that apparently now the Knicks are on equal footing with the Lakers in pursuit of Pelicans. Anthony Davis. So that means what? They both have no shot? Because we've already seen the Lakers can't get him when you offer the whole team and they say, no thanks.
Well, I don't understand how, frankly, he'd be interested in playing for the Knicks unless there's secretive behind the scenes. I heard all this handshake deal stuff like that there could be this, alleged KD deal in the works to get him to play for the Knicks. Do you really believe that? Does anyone really believe, while I'm sitting here watching KD play right now against the Spurs in Golden State, they're kicking their ass, It's 86-68. I'm watching a game. You're going to tell me that they've already cut a deal with the Knicks to have Kevin Durant play for the New York Knicks? I just don't believe that. Do you remember, didn't we have somebody on the other night saying, why would he leave Golden State for literally anything? Why would he leave? That San Francisco, I even heard this one, that they're building that new arena. He lives like three blocks from there. This guy's got – does he not have the life of Riley there? I don't understand. What is his fascination? Is there really a truth that he wants to leave there? I don't get it. Why would you leave there?
The only way I could see him doing it is this talk of that, you know, he's very upset about how people just trash him, that he went there to win and that he joined the super team, that he can't win on his own, basically that it's a black mark on his legacy. He's not, because people keep saying that. So I guess to him, the only way he's going to get that respect that he thinks he deserves as one of the greatest ever is to go take a team like the Knicks and make him a winner. But other than that, why? You got all the money in the world there. You got your businesses out there. You're making other bank, you know, not just on the court, off it. All these endorsements and stuff. You hate the media as it is. So to me, that's the last place you want to go. If you're Kevin Durant, it's New York. If you don't like dealing with the media and being criticized, then don't come to New York, baby. That's 24/7.
I mean, you're going to get just ridden every day. They'll blame everything on you. I'll say this much. If he thinks, I don't believe for one minute, do you really believe that he could come here by himself, literally, and win with that roster?
No.
They can't win. You know what he'd be? A glorified younger Melo. I mean, that's it. Like, Melo dropped 20, 24 a game, right, in New York. No problem. He'd chuck 30 shots. That's what Durant would do. He'd score 25 a night, and they'd still lose.
Right. If he wants to win, then he has to do what LeBron did, what Dwayne Wade did, what all these guys seem to do now, what they did to get him there in the Hamptons 5, is talk to these other guys and say, hey, listen, I want to go to New York. I want to win there. You want to come with me? Who's in?
Dustin in Louisiana.
Yeah, man. Can I get a shot of Jaeger?
Get him a Jaeger, Slager, shake out.
Thank you, sir. I got to say that Mickey Loomis and Gail Benson's move with pie face and LeBron James and that Laker organization is not only the most petty thing I've seen, it is the funniest thing I've seen. I don't care where they send Anthony Davis to. They made him unloyal, and they made LeBron James and Magic look unloyal, because now all those young players on that team, who ain't worth a damn anyway, they all looking like, oh, well, we don't matter. And LeBron's like, well, there goes my dream of a super team over here. So everybody's screwed, and I love it.
Yeah, I don't think they're that good to begin with. So they have no super team. That's just absolutely ridiculous. I don't even want to hear it. Super team my ass. How's that sound? All these people in L.A. are tripping. You're just absolutely smoking the finest kind buds in the world because you have no idea what you're talking about. It's not even a good team. It's not even a good team. It's not a good team. I don't want to hear it. I'll say it over and over and over. And all this hype and everything. What he has done is, do you hear when they're at an arena and they're yelling, LeBron's going to trade you? He's going to get you traded? Because he runs that team. I mean, it really has it not turned into a joke that it's like, I don't even think Pelinka, he's got a nice title on his door in his office, but it's Magic and LeBron running that team, right? Genie's got nothing to do with it anymore. It's LeBron James running that team, and they were making every single player on that team available. Like, the entire roster was going to New Orleans. I mean, all it says is, if I'm a young kid like Ingram or Kuzma or Josh Hart or even Lonzo Ball, I'm hearing, you completely do not matter to us at all. We are willing to ship your ass to get a real player in here because you can't get it done. That's exactly what it says.
And let's be honest, this isn't a new thing. People think like, oh, it's tearing them apart. Like, then now they know that LeBron doesn't care about him. It's always been that way. From the start of him going there was talk of, can he trade for AD? Can he get Paul George to come? It was always LeBron and someone else.
Can he get Kawhi?
It was never LeBron goes to LA with these young, you know, this young core and builds them into a champion. It's LeBron goes there, gets someone else to come with him, kicks some guys off the roster, and now they're a title contender.
So the other thing is the Knicks have – there's no one that they're going to trade for Kanter. So what they're going to do – he's got an $18.5 million expiring deal. So what they're going to do is the minute that deadline passes, they're talking buyout of Kanter. So his days are absolutely numbered with the Knicks. And, you know, the Knicks don't care if they lose every game every night and break the record for all-time home loss in a row. Bottom line is this. They are still the NBA's most valuable franchise. They're worth $4 billion. I mean, that is crazy. The Knicks value increased 11% from last year, and they don't win. They don't win, but they're worth $4 billion because of a billion renovation of the Garden completed in 2013. New revenue streams have opened up. They are number one. The Lakers are in second at $3.7 billion, up 12%. Rounding out the top five, the Warriors, the Bulls, and the Celtics. Here's another one. The Bulls, $2.9 billion. They suck, and they're worth a ton. Celtics are always, you know, relevant, $2.8 billion. The Warriors, $3.5 billion, and they're the best team in the league, hands down. The average NBA team is worth $1.9 billion, up 13% from last year. Do you feel Lowry's going to get moved by tomorrow? Call the show. Hey, if you're an NBA fan and you're sitting there listening to your wife snore, get up, go down, hit the man cave, spark it up. Call me, 855-212-4CBS. Don't be soft.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, 855-212-4CBS. Get you on the bench. Colin in New York, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how's it going? I'm just saying, you know, why shouldn't, you know, the Lakers offer just like as many draft picks as the Pelicans want? You know, who gives, you know, who cares about draft picks when most of these guys are just going and signing wherever they want? You know, am I wrong?
Well, I don't think it really works that way. Like, so what you're saying is that when they get drafted, they're going to end up going wherever they want anyway?
I mean, doesn't it seem like most guys are going wherever they, I mean, what's Anthony Davis doing?
No, he had to do his time. I mean, he was down there, basically serving time is the way it appears now, because these guys play where they're drafted or whatever, and then, you know, they're miserable, and at the end they want out, and it's like anything else. It's like a divorce, and, you know, those don't end well. It's real simple. When players want out, they do something to either get out or get traded. It's the way it works, and then, you know, the rest of the options would be to have your agent get you out of it. You know, one way or the other, they express their discontent, and then, you know, these teams will either cooperate with you and move you or whatever. But the bottom line is they're going to do whatever they want anyway. And first of all, they only have so many draft picks that they can offer the Pelicans. And it's pretty obvious now, I think, from everyone's standpoint, that they've offered their entire franchise to the Pelicans, and that didn't motivate them. So I think your boy Will Demps, if you ask me, he's just been playing games. That's the deal. He's just playing games with people. So I think he's going to get fired. That's what I think is going to happen. At the end of the day, their team's going to implode because they're going to lose him, right? And they're going to go down the toilet. They're going to fire Gentry, and they're going to fire him, because the bottom line is that at the end of the day, he's done a crappy job, hasn't he? At the end of the day, has he not butchered this? I mean, he had an opportunity, if you ask me, to literally fleece the Lakers of everything on their roster. Like, they'd get the whole team, and then they could do whatever they want with it. They could deal those players left and right. Why wouldn't you take advantage of that deal? And, I mean, the guy's not going to play for you anymore. He's finished there, right? It's over. So what are you going to do? You're going to sit there and you're going to just let him walk all over your face? That's what he's doing right now. He's going to walk all over you. You remember the AC/DC song? Mafia, pull it up. I'm going to walk all over you. Remember that one, Carver High? It's a song written for Anthony Davis walking all over New Orleans, the Pelicans, their fans, and Will Demp's face. I mean, honestly, Mike in Boston.
What's up, Pharrell? How we doing, buddy?
Listen, you need to, yeah, everybody up there, just speaking of Boston, Mike, you're going to represent the whole city right now. What you're going to do is,
absolutely,
you got your Patriots 6 Super Bowls, you got your Red Sox World Series, and you're just not in on Davis, okay? So why don't you worry about all your championships and all your, you know, World Series and all your Lombardis and everything, and then you guys thinking you're getting Anthony Davis tomorrow? You're drunk.
Not even that, man. I got a question. I'm coming off as a green teamer, absolutely, but I don't get why this isn't a destination for him. I mean, he always says he wants to play with his buddy. He wants to play with his friend Kyrie, and he's here. The contract's going to line up. You know, we have a good bench. We have a good coach. Seems like we have a decent owner. Why isn't this a destination?
When did he say he wanted to play with Kyrie? Never.
Aren't they like boys and stuff?
No, he's never said, I want to play with Kyrie. What he said was, I don't want to play in Boston. Is that not enough for you people?
When the guy's
a 7'4" monster and he says, I don't want to play there, you guys just don't believe it, right?
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play It at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
So, do you think that Kyle Lowry will get moved by tomorrow? So, I'm not feeling that. I don't see why that makes sense. He said, I think they'll make decisions for themselves. They'll do what's best for them. He's talking about his team. I think that's just how they work and they operate. They make moves, and they make moves for the best of the organization. If they do something, that'll be their feeling to whatever the organization thinks is best for them. I haven't heard anything. He said reassurance would be great, but at the end of the day, they don't have to call me. My job as a player is to go out there and do my job. If they want to call me, that'd be great. I'd appreciate it. But if they don't, I understand it's a business. I know that's such a cliche, but if they wanted to call me, I'm sure they would. I've been here 6 years. I've given a lot to this organization. I'm sure if they were going to trade me, they'd say, hey, Kyle, this is what's on the table of his relationship with the president of basketball ops, Ujiri. He says he's the president of ops, and that's it. For me, I come here and do my job. That's where we stand. I mean, all of the things he's saying are so boring, I can't even take it anymore. I really can't. I just can't even take it. Whatever. I don't think they're dealing him. And Rob's in Michigan. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, Scott.
Hey.
Hey, I'm still punch drunk in love with the New England Patriots win. Can you pour me another Sam Adams Boston Lager?
Can we get him a little lager, a Sammy? Check out.
Hey, thanks. I wanted to ask you, a guy I know, he's named John O. He's Irish and drinks a lot.
Right.
He wants to bet a case of the Boston Lager on next year on the Patriots to win the seventh Super Bowl, or I can have any of the other 31 other NFL teams to win. With Brian Flores leaving and the uncertainty with Gronk, I'm uncertain which way to go with that wager, and just wondering what you would do. And if we win, we'll have 12 beers apiece together.
Well, I don't think that I worry too much about, I'll be honest, Brian Flores or any of them. I think Flores did a good job. I think McDaniels has always done a good job. You know, I've seen a lot of coaches there do good jobs. I think it goes with the territory. I think that they have a great system, a great organization, you know, great franchise, great owner, great head coach, great quarterback, and players that do their jobs. I still feel it's a tough bet to bet against them at this point. I mean, bottom line is they just won their sixth Super Bowl. There's no one better than them. Everybody keeps talking about how all these teams are better than them. You know, the Rams are better than them. How does my ass sound? They just beat their ass. I mean, they scored 3 points in the Super Bowl. They're better than them in some fantasy land or some fantasy world or some bizarre, you know, nightmare you're having. But they're not better than the Patriots. Second of all, who else do they try to sell me? The Saints are better than the Patriots. Please. Stop. Just stop with that nonsense. Who else, Carver High, do they try to throw at me that are better than the Patriots? The Chiefs are better than the
Chiefs are better.
Yeah, the Chiefs are better. That went really well at Arrowhead in the AFC title game, didn't it?
I saw a prediction for next year today that said that the Texans will make the Super Bowl next year. So put it actually in the stack tonight towards the back. You'll see somebody made 10 bold predictions, and they had the Texans making the Super Bowl.
Oh, my God. Here we go, the 10 volt.
I think it's number one on the 10 volt.
What
position.
The hell? What the Pharrell? the Texans.
That they would sign Le'Veon Bell and make the Super Bowl.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? Here they are. The Jaguars will acquire Nick Foles and still miss the playoffs. The Texans will sign Bell and to a deal that will eclipse Todd Gurley's. Do you think he'll perform like Todd Gurley did in the playoffs, which was nothing? You know, remember Le'Veon Bell, big games. Remember in, what was it, Denver? He didn't play. Big games, he doesn't play. Antonio Brown will lead the league in receptions with the Niners. Russell Wilson becomes the highest paid player in the NFL until the next guy makes more than him a week later. The NFL establishes a video system that pertains to penalties. Good one. Where'd you come up with that? The Browns will win the AFC North. And, here we go. Oh, here's one from a year ago. Someone predicted that Andrew Luck would play all 16 games for the Colts. He did, didn't he? The other new playoff teams will be the Vikings, Titans, and Niners. Oh, my God. They just constantly try to sell me this 49er Kool-Aid. You know what? I'm the guy that drives down the street, and the little girls are selling the lemonade, and I just keep going. You know what I mean? And then if my daughter's selling lemonade, and she says, Dad, will you get the lemonade? I go, here's $50. Stay out of my way. Just clean it up when it's over. I don't want your lemonade. Here's $50. Go. That's what Chop's plan is all along, Mafia. You know it's true. She doesn't care about giving me the lemonade. She knows that I'm going to grease her some cash if she just mentions that she's got a lemonade stand. I'm not buying the 49ers or doing anything at all. That's all I ever hear is the 49ers are, please, they're so awful. Even if he's playing, they're awful. That's what I say. So remember I said it. Four quarterbacks get drafted in the first round. Haskins, Murray, Locke, and Dukes Daniel Jones. And none of the top three teams are in desperate need of a quarterback. So, like, Giants, Dolphins, Broncos, Washington might end up dealing extra picks to move up to get ahead of each other and snag the guy they like. There'll be no formal talks about an extension to the collective bargaining agreement. Why would they? The Saints will beat the Texans in the Super Bowl. Please. Please. I'm going to vomit. The Saints and Texans in the Super Bowl. I have heard it all. God, I'm going to start drinking again. Honestly. Where do they come up with this stuff? I even know that guy. I worked with him before. He's drunk. Honestly. Dan, you need to have a sandwich. Go on vacation or something. Stop writing all your predictions. They're terrible. Honestly, please. Are you kidding me? Now, I did say one thing, that there is a decent bet in that, you know, remember I was doing the odds the other night about who could make it to the Super Bowl? I think the Saints have a shot, right? Because now this other Texans thing, that's not happening. I mean, can you imagine them going to Foxborough and playing for a title? It's not happening. They'll lose by 20. Here's the deal. I think the Saints, with all the bad luck, I said this last night, with all their bad luck, remember the Diggs play, and now the ref screwing them, there's just something in the water, something in the jambalaya that tells me they're going to finally get their way next year. That's kind of right now. If I were to guess, if I were to say one team would have a legitimate shot at beating, like, let's say the Rams were to, you know, they won the NFC, right? I think the Saints have a shot, and their price is pretty good, too, right? I mean, wasn't the price pretty nice, delicious? I mean, no one thinks they're going to do it. I actually think they have a shot at it. I'm sick of hearing about the Vikings and the 49ers. Just stop with all that idiocy. It's not happening. Josiah, is that it in Wisconsin? Josiah, what's happening?
What's up, man?
Hey, dude.
Hey, dude. Did you see my Bucks play tonight? You see what Giannis did?
Well, we don't have television here because of this horrible storm we're having. I've been watching the games on my Plus on my phone, and I saw that they won. And I know that Mafia had a big bet on him in game and lost the bet. And when he lost the bet, he stuck his fist through a car window.
Hey, well, long story short, they put up 50 in the first quarter, and Giannis only had 8 of those points. I don't know if you've watched many games of them this year, but I mean, I think they're the deepest team, honestly, in the East. And I really don't see many. I mean, honestly, I don't think the Celtics and the Raptors are the only teams that could possibly beat them in the playoffs. What do you think about the Philly trade?
Well, one thing we've talked about this 50 times. That the Raptors always find a way to lose in the playoffs. They never get it done, right? So what the problem was LeBron James. He's gone now. So does that make Toronto viable this year finally? Because they were always there, right? Right on the doorstep, and then LeBron kicked them in the teeth, right? So it boils down to, we've had this conversation over and over, Bucks, Celtics, Sixers. And then some people are going to try to tease you with the Pacers and the Brooklyn Nets and things of this order, but it's not happening. I would say, until someone proves to me that they can stop this guy, which no one has come close to doing. I mean, the bottom line is some people would say, who's the MVP right now? It's Harden or Giannis, right? I mean, without a doubt. Without a doubt. Stop with all this LeBron James stuff. You don't miss 2 months and win the MVP, okay? You're out. He's not in it. I don't care what anybody says. He's not the MVP this year. Maybe the MVP will be in, like, on TMZ. He's on, you know, he's everywhere. He's Mr. Hollywood now. But as far as what's he doing right now? Is he carrying them? He's not doing anything. What he's doing is alienating his own teammates against him. They're like, is this what it's like playing with this guy where we're all on the block and he gets whatever he wants and we're all packing our bags? That's what all those kids are thinking, I guarantee it. Because you know what kids think of old people? They think they suck. And they are all young kids, right, on that team. And he's an old man, isn't he? He's like an old man. They're talking about him losing all his hair, and he's like, his, you know, he's getting older and everything. And look what he's doing to us. He's pushing us around. We don't matter. But the Bucks, no one can stop this guy. And, like, I'm looking at him right now going, like, if this guy's going to drop 40 every night in the playoffs, who's going to beat him? I mean, honestly, if you can't stop that guy, they're going to beat you. Right? I mean, it's kind of that simple. I don't see it. Boston and Philly, I think, are the teams that are rugged enough and violent enough, and Boston more so, if you ask me, than Philly. Philly is prima donna city, if you ask me. A bunch of prima donnas think they're, you know, hot shack, and they're really not, right? The only guy in there that's legit that could give Giannis problems, right, is JoJo Embiid, right? Is he not the only guy? You don't think Al Horford could stop Giannis, do you? He'll dunk in his face. I mean, is it you, the epitome of the turtle and the hare, right? Is that guy, Horford's a turtle compared to this guy. Did you see him the other night? He got up to court in 3 seconds on a last-second shot, and he missed at the buzzer, but he went end-to-end on two dribbles in 3 seconds and got the finger roll off. I mean, he's a freak. The Greek freak is legitimately a freak, and no one can stop. Al Horford cannot stop that guy. I don't care what you say. Morris, any of them. Marcus Smart, he will absolutely split Marcus Smart's face in two. I mean, what's he up to? His onions? I mean, honestly, let's stack about it. Everybody talks about how great Smart is, right, defensively. What would he do against the Greek freak in a showdown? Nothing is what he would do. He'd dunk right in his face every single time. He can't even jump that high. Am I wrong? There's no way that guy's stopping him. Shut up. I don't even want to hear it. Everybody in Boston, keep drinking your shots and beers on the Patriots. Get ready for the baseball season. Stop talking about how you're going to get Davis and you're going to stop this guy. You can't stop him. They can't even stop him. You know what's funny? I keep hearing about how great that team is, too. And really, you know, Boston and Philly have been, you know, kind of like just above average. Kind of above average, right? When you're in fifth the entire season, Philly, in the conference, no wonder you had to go out and get Harris, because you just don't matter. When you're in fifth, you don't matter, do you? You're in the playoffs, but no one's taking you seriously. And Boston, right, they thought this kid Hayward would come back, right, and do well, and he hasn't. What has he done besides nothing? So they rely on the same thing every night, Kyrie and Tatum and Brown, and that's it, right? Then they got their thugs in the middle and Baines and... You know, they got all these guys like Smart and Morris and all these, you know, guys that don't matter. I don't know. I mean, I'll say this much. They're thug-like. They'll play you physical in Boston. There's no denying that. And I don't think Philly plays that kind of ball. I really don't. I think, you know, the best night I saw them play was at Oracle when they beat them. I couldn't even believe it. So when I watched that game, I couldn't even believe it. Because no one goes in there and pushes them out. And they ran them out of the building. Because they can score. Now they're even better with this guy. There's no doubt Harris can drop 20 a night. You don't think?
I almost never can give anybody credit if they actually beat the Warriors. Because I don't know if the Warriors gave max effort that night or not.
They're
so good that if they take so many nights off during the regular season, it's hard for me to give teams credit when they beat
them. They just beat the Spurs by 39 tonight. 141-102.
They felt like playing.
Well, I think it's disgusting what Popovich does, where he is literally throwing games completely. He doesn't play Aldridge. He doesn't play DeRozan didn't play either. And they're not going to play tomorrow night either. He doesn't play him. It's like saying, we don't want to win at all. Go ahead and steamroll us.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.